Welcome back, everyone. Wow, I can't believe it's already 2020. Welcome back from the six-month break. I'm Chris Cox, if you didn't know who I am. And today, we'll be starting right back off with The Rise of Skywalker and my feelings about this movie. This episode will be really, really short because, in all, I did not favor this movie. The Rise of Skywalker was pretty bland. And it lacked comedic value in this movie. A lot of characters did not have the comedy it used to have in all the other movies, especially the third trilogies. In The Force Awakens, there's a lot of comedy relief and a lot of jokes that a lot of people got, but in this, they had jokes, but they're pretty stupid. Also, they had a LGBTQ, I think I'm saying that right. Anyways, it's a gay, so they had a gay couple in there, at the very end. If you all haven't seen the movie, you should not be watching this, listening to this podcast. Go watch it for yourself, and even if, you like it, please come back and listen to this and see if you agree with me. But anyways, getting back right into it, I believe that The Rise of Skywalker was too much. They should not have made it into a trilogy. They should probably have made it into a 4-segment movie. Or, not a trilogy, but, you know, a 4-part. So, it's because Palpatine, I realized that the Sith was a cult. I realized that. But I don't understand why they had to make it into, like, the Sith was a whole group of people in cloaks that, like, you know, worshipped him. I know that's a cult, but when I was watching Star Wars when I was young, I thought, you know, the Sith were just, you know, bad people who rebelled against the Force and, you know, the Republic. But no, they made it seem like, you know, it was a whole different religion. They made the Sith feel like they were another species of some kind that had to be destroyed. Also, I liked Palpatine when he was, young. I liked how he was, you know, not bad looking, but he wasn't horrible. And he wasn't even, you know, good looking. But in this, he just looked like a zombie that, you know, came back from the dead. He had, like, dark, you know, eyes. He looked blind, and he just looked like he was about to fall to pieces. And I get that's what they were looking for, but I just could not look at him anymore. And when he was on screen, it was actually even made it worse because it was in 3D. So it's like, I was looking at the screen, then I had to be looking at, you know, a zombie in 3D, like, about to, like, scratch at me or something. But anyways, Palpatine was not good. He was CGI, because I realized the actor died. And then they made it feel like Rey and Kylo Ren were into it. Rey and Kylo Ren made out in the movie. And then my little brother and my dad and older brother kept saying, you know, oh my gosh, that's a Leia and Luke Skywalker reference. I'm like, no. Because then I had to go back through the lineage of each of Rey and Kylo Ren and say that just because Darth Vader and Palpatine were, you know, working together does not make them related. And what it made it worse was that my brother had not even seen Force Awakens or even The Last Jedi. So he had no clue what he was talking about. He was just criticizing the movie, making it worse, and then he just you know, made it sound like it was a bad movie when he didn't even see, you know, the first two movies. But he had a right to say it was bad because, you know, it was bad. But, I mean, all the same way, he had not seen the first two movies, which sort of gave him no right, even though he does have a right. Sorry, getting sidetracked. Back to Star Wars. Me rating this movie, I would say this movie was about 4 out of a 10. Because it was just that bad. I keep saying it's that bad because, honestly, people, it is that bad. When I was going to the movie theater, I was so excited to go see this movie. You know, it's the last movie. I was seeing it 3D. Be like at 10 o'clock at night. I was like, yes, I'm getting, you know, staying up. But before I seen this movie, I had Disney Plus, and I, you know, just, you know, I benched watched all the Star Wars movie to, you know, to recap. So me going in all that time, that was, you know, kind of a waste of time for me to be watching all those movies and this one be pretty crappy. It was pretty, you know, kind of stupid going in there and watching the first part of the movie, and it was no action, no adventure. You know, the first part of it was, you know, just Rey, Poe, Finn, you know, all the normal characters in the Millennium Falcon trying to get, you know, a message, from this, you know, crystal planet. But anyways, on a positive side, the special effects, looked amazing. Not talking about Palpatine. You know, this TIE Fighters looked amazing. The Millennium Falcon looked amazing. Pretty much all the spaceships looked pretty awesome. Except that the planets, they just look like they're American soil. And this thing about this, I don't even know how to say it. It's like a little triangle box thing that helps you go to Sisical, where Palpatine is, you know, secretly planning on getting all the Star Destroyers. And the Star Destroyers, now they have a planet-destroying gun on them. It's not just one big battle station. It's one big Star Destroyer with a planet-destroying gun on it. When I was little, I was so excited about the Death Star. I don't want to see one Star Destroyer having the ability to destroy a planet. I want to see this big circle thing with a gun on it that can destroy a planet. That's what I want to see. That's what makes it Star Wars. That's, you know, Star Wars is not, you know, oh my gosh, a ship that makes a planet go boom. That doesn't make sense. Like, it makes sense, but it's not exciting. Star Destroyer makes it, you know, puny. It makes it small. It makes it stupid. But the Death Star, that's what makes it awesome. Big planet that is smaller than an actual planet that can destroy a planet. That's what makes it awesome. So, yeah. See you all next week.